Kia ora, kia ora. You're listening to The Dione Show, The D Show right here. We're kicking off with a brand new podcast right here on The Dione Show. Hey, it is fantastic to have your company here. I hope you're going to love this brand new platform, which has all been created to help inspire you, share more content, get you flipping the bird here on The Dione Show and showing the world how cool you are. So we're kicking off with Anchor. Now this is going to go on multiple streaming sites. As you know, we've got iTunes, we've got Spotify and all the great platforms. So if you don't know about Anchor, check it out for yourself and you can create your own podcast. Right, what we're going to be doing going into 2019 for the end of the year, we're creating a lot more audio content for you guys to help you get your music heard further afield than just a visual TV show, which is what happens on The Dione Show. Also, if you haven't checked out the show, check it out on Facebook. Go and jump on there, type out me, I'm the girl with the bright red hair, big personality, my name's Dione, and go like the show, share it with your friends if you think it adds valuable content. If you don't, just get rid of it, click off, that's all good. Okay, so what we're going to be doing, the plan is for the next year is to invite more incredible talent, but not just singers. I want to interview more creative artists, so visual artists, painters, dancers, and kind of break down and get inside that creative mind to help you share your knowledge. Maybe there's something there that you have learnt over the years that has worked for you. Maybe a strategy, it could be a psychology technique, or it could just be something that your mama told you that you think will help other people get their creative works out there and love the creative and beautiful lifestyle that we have. All right, guys, so share this around. If this is the first time clicking on, you've just discovered the show, either Facebook or my podcast, huge kia ora! Welcome, welcome to you. It is not just going to be me. As I said, we're going to get lots and lots of really cool people onto the show as we go along. Right now, though, welcome to the first episode of The Dione Show podcast. Guys, if you're just brand new to the Dione Show podcast, welcome. This is the very first episode of it, and it's such a blessing today to have Grant Sutherland.
Yay!
Kia ora, Grant. How are you doing, my friend?
Kia ora, Dione. How are you?
I am fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on the Dione Show podcast, a brand new platform for us to discuss creative and spiritual concepts.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Completely.
How's your day going, my friend?
Oh, yeah, a little bit unsettled. It's a Thursday. It feels like a Friday. But I've got all this work in front of me, but I don't want to do it. I think I just want to go down and play my drums.
Hey, look, that's a fantastic segue into what we're going to have a chat about today. Let's kick it off with that, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Now, you want to sort of put off the main work because you want to go and be creative and play the drums. How long have you been playing the drums for?
Only about 2 or 3 years, but I haven't been practicing. I've been a bad boy, and I've had bits and pieces of tips and advice from some very cool people. But it's getting the time, Dione, you know, and finding the space to do it, and also tolerant neighbours. That's a difficult one.
I suppose as a drummer that would be a large thing, wouldn't it?
Well, something subconsciously that's always on your mind, and you know, there are other options like electronic drums, but don't really like those.
Would you like to just introduce yourself to the audience so they can sort of get a better a feel for who you are?
Yeah, well, I'm an old boy. I'm just about at that stage when the government starts paying me for doing nothing. You know, I was born in Tauranga in 1957, so that gives you some idea.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to grow up in a musical family, although the things I wanted to do weren't sort of on the table back then. So I've been frustrated all my life about it, and probably in the last 10 years I've really thought, nah, I've got to get into this music thing. I had a father who was a jazz pianist and a big sister who got all the tuition, shall we say, but it was always classical in those days, and my little sister and I, who were the extroverts, got dragged along to these recitals and just about got bored, you know, the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
So, Yeah, so really, although my little sister was into rock bands in the 80s, I never really sort of got on stage until very recently. And that's why I think I'm trying to encourage the younger people to do it, irrespective of what their neighbours think, what their parents think. If they've got it in their blood and they really feel like they love it, then do it.
Excellent. Now, let's just touch base a little bit on what you just dropped in the conversation. Now, you have done a fair bit of teaching, would it be? Is that right? Teaching our young people musicianship?
Yeah, it was really primary school at Katikati Primary. I was asked if I wanted to take over from the drum teacher who unfortunately got cancer and he had to give up the teaching duties. And I was like, well, I can hardly, you know, it's like the blind leading the blind, you know. And then I thought about it for a bit and then I thought, well, no, at that level, you really need to develop listening skills and start to be able to practice tapping out rhythm things. I mean, everyone wants to jump on and sound like Buddy Rich, but it's just not possible. But you sort of have to start somewhere, and starting somewhere really is having fun and enjoying it.
Yeah, we were just actually messaging before we jumped on the podcast that you used to teach the young ones rudiments and drumming, rhythmic patterns, drum patterns, is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say rudiments because I'm a bit shabby on it, to be honest. but certainly, certainly trying to listen to music and see how it's all different, but the same. And really, if they can get relaxed about it and... you know, everyone, you know, you drive a car better when you're relaxed. You play a musical instrument better when you're relaxed. Everything, really.
We met for the first time a few weeks back at the Black Sheep Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
We've been chatting a fair bit over the old Facebook Messenger, and it was absolutely brilliant to meet you in person. You are as inspirational and perky as I imagined.
Well, you can't hide the real you that's inside, you know, and I used to be ashamed about it, really, but I suppose I'm not anymore. And the surprising thing I got when I first went on stage, and that was only probably not even 6 months ago, I said to someone, I'm not even nervous, man. You know, what's going on? There's something wrong here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I don't have a reflection on my ability or lack of it. Whether you feel comfortable in that position of just being a little bit crazy.
Yep. I think all artists are, you know, I think everyone, not just artists, but everyone's a certain degree of insanity. It just depends on what, on the scale whereabouts you are.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, like we were talking before, about therapy and people, using music or not using it, but, immersing themselves in it. And it has a great effect on people, and I mean, these days we're all talking about mental health and that. I don't really think about mental health. I just think about having a good time and having fun, and that energy feeds back into you, and I think people can learn from that. But unfortunately, we tend to go through life and we try and load up our kids with lots and lots of subjects and want them to be great at everything. Well, it doesn't work like that. And So the thing, if I was a adult with young kids now, well, if I was advising them, I'd just say, lay off all the, you know, this, and this, and just see what they like, and then just let them have fun.
Let them explore, let them lead the way, let them make their own mistakes, because that's how, Lord knows, we as adults, I for myself come from the eye. I always learn usually way more from my failures and my mistakes than I ever have from the successes, be it big or small. I like that, lining them up, let them try, test it out, see where they're going to go, because they will know what fits and what is right for them.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about mistakes is that you can be all negative about them, but when you let them flow and let them and accept them as being whatever they are, whether they're the smallest thing or the biggest thing, there's a huge opening that happens that you just see right in front of you when you encounter it. You go, oh my God, I'd never have imagined this if I hadn't have come down this, you know, tributary and found it. And you know, when you do, it's like another discovery, and then it builds your confidence. But you know, if we read in the newspapers and people want to have a go at people making mistakes. It's nonsense.
I totally agree. And I always love the fact since I was a young girl, I've loved reading the biographies of artists, singers, musicians, but people that really inspire people, Tony Robbins, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and all these amazing people. Love reading their stories. And my point being is a lot of these people that we now look to, they have failed so many times. And if you look at on the world's concept, failure for them, they haven't succeeded. But for them, they just see it as a learning tool, a way to grow, to change, evolve, to expand their thinking, their personality, their business, so many things. And I agree, if we look at it on the concept of media and whether it's a good or bad thing on those basic terms, usually most people are going to see failure as a negative thing, but it's absolutely not. It's a blessing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the thing I love about it is that as I've gradually immersed myself in the music fraternity, it's so different to so many other pursuits I've tried and not really enjoyed so much, in that the people who I've made contact on Facebook with, especially with the drums and everything, they've been so giving with their time and their energy. It's unbelievable. And even, I was talking the other day to a guy who drummed on a very famous track, and you'd think he was just like you and me chatting, and I was like, oh, wow, that's so good. And I don't try and pump it up as if, oh, wow, I'm talking to you, man, that's amazing. I just kind of go, well, that's so cool, and I really respect you, and thank you so much for your time. And that's all we have to do, Dione.
Love that. Now, you have a drum shop. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I needed a diversion from my work because I was going through one of those hiatus periods where you just go like, oh, I've been doing this 40 years, I want a bit of a break. So an opportunity came up to rent a premise in Katikati, and I thought, I just want to do it. It started from an old vintage kit, drum kit that I got from a relative of mine. Well, no, he wasn't a relative. He was a good family friend. And I was so intrigued by it, I just kept working away. And in the end, I got kicked out of the house because I made too much mess. So I had to find somewhere else. That's how it all was born. And at one time, I was running two businesses from one premises, and that was not a good idea. I didn't know where. It felt like Basil Fawlty, honestly. So that's not what you should do. It's one of the mistakes I learned.
But that's a good thing, like you said, from learning, from making that mistake, obviously you learned that that's something that doesn't work and it's not a good idea, so you move on from that.
Yeah, well, you like to think you're multitasking, but certainly not. I've got too many male hormones for that sort of nonsense.
Okay, so whereabouts are you with the drum shop now?
I've had to tail it right down. I'm back into surveying. I've got a few vintage kits and some gear still there with me, but really I'm just dealing occasionally with the good customers from Tauranga and Waihee and places like that. So, and I recently, but I still have an agency for Canopus Drums, which is a great Japanese brand, and recently sold a kit up to a jazz player in Auckland. So that was quite a nice feeling.
Do you want to give a shout out to the link so that people, if they're listening to this, they can have a go and find it for themselves, or maybe if you're willing to get in touch with you, if the viewers out there, the listeners out there are looking for a fantastic kit to try and have a tutu with?
Yeah, sure. You'll find it on Facebook under Grant's Drum Emporium. I don't know how to get that link, but we can certainly sort it out. Maybe put it on your site, Dione, to make it easier for them. But certainly for advice and that, I'm more than happy to talk to them or text them, whatever. The wonderful thing is that, I was dealing a lot in vintage drums, because I was always intrigued with them, especially the sound they made. They were just special, some of these guys have got old horns that date back to the 40s and 50s or even earlier, and they sound great. And I was always intrigued why, whether it's the wood that's aged or whatever, and they become absolute personalities, they have so much time has been spent making them, well, it was in the old days anyway, that they do have a real human bond thing going on. And I know we curse our instruments at times, guitarists do, drummers do, but usually it's lack of a little bit of knowledge that we need to sort of try and get away from all this. So it's got to be shiny and it's got to be this and that. Once you start seeing that some of these beautiful sounds that came out in the 60s and 70s particularly came about from absolute great workmanship. And so I was lucky enough to sort of immerse myself in that for a wee while. And, I really like talking to people about it because there's so many misconceptions out there. They all go brands and things. your best bet is to put it on a blindfold, Dione, and feel them like you would a sports car or whatever. One thing that was really interesting to me was that I was in a studio. It wasn't where we weren't recording. We were just mucking around about jamming. And one of the ladies that was there gave me a set of earmuffs, and I was thinking, what the hell is she doing that for? You know, I'm going to not be able to hear what everyone else is playing. But it was really quite interesting. I started feeling the music through my legs and arms, and the distraction factor was gone, and I could really hear everything. It was quite unreal. Have you ever experienced that?
I haven't experienced it, no, but I have not so much in like actually turning off a sense. I know that often in the bands that I played with, I was playing with a group of guys in Taupo for a number of years. They were called Back to Zero, and then we changed to Zero. So shout out to all the guys there, who you are. In regards to that band, I often said is that I didn't necessarily hear music. I physically felt it. And so when I'd go to sing, I literally couldn't keep still. And when I go to gigs and I go see bands play, I can never stand still because I feel music before I ever hear it.
That's amazing. And, you know, like you hear people that, have been on big stadium gigs, the works, and they're playing acoustic stuff, everything. And someone says to them, well, you know, obviously you rehearsed all this and everything. And then they say, oh, well, you know, it never comes out exactly how you plan it to be. And that's the beauty of it. And so then they say, how do you actually get your head in that space where you can create on stage? And the guys go, well, you've got to be a bit crazy, really, and believe that you're going to pull it off. And I kind of hear that, you know, I kind of resonate with that because there's something about our subconscious mind. I mean, if we think about our music, we usually stuff it up. If we relax and we get in that kind of almost insular space where we just feel it, some things that come out are brilliant. And it won't come out exactly one day to the next, but that's cool.
Yeah, that's part of the journey. It's like when you get a whole lot of musos together in a jam room, like you said, they might play a song and then the song tomorrow will be completely different. It's that transference of energy and thought and emotion, and where every single person in that room, however they're feeling and presenting that day, they're going to be pouring that essence of themselves for that moment in time through their instrument or through their voice, and you get a unified field of everyone in that room doing that. Powerful. That's magical, but it will be different.
Yeah, I mean, some days you'll go to play, not necessarily on stage, but you'll go, oh, I feel real weird about it. Yeah. And you just don't know, do you? You just really don't know where it's all going to come from. But I think that whole entertainment power thing is so underrated because people want a surprise. I think most people do want a surprise. You get the ones that go to the Fleetwood Mac concerts and they want to hear it as per the vinyl, but yeah, I'm not one of those.
I'm going to leave it at that because that is perfectly said.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity, Dione, and so much positive stuff is coming out of what you and Laurie have done in the last 6 months, and you have our total support because it's not ego driven. I don't see any of that. I only see the love of music and the love of people. And good luck to you.
Thank you. I do like to have my hair done. I'll say the ego. I do like to have my hair red and the roots touched up. So,
well, you've got to have money to do that.
That's ego.
You can't expect someone to, just do that for free. You know, it's expensive stuff.
We're going to touch base again very, very soon, Grant. But otherwise, I wish you a brilliant, beautiful day ahead, and keep rocking that awesome creative vibe, brother.
Thank you so much, and good day.
Kia ora and welcome back to the D Show on Anchor. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Fantastic, Grant. Thank you so much for your effort today, my friend. Being the first guest artist is not always easy, and you did an absolutely brilliant job. So shout out to you, Grant. Join me next week, guys. I'm going to try and get my buddy here. He is the man for podcasting in New Zealand. Going to get Mr. Laurie Stanbridge on the show. He is the owner of the NZ Music Show here in New Zealand. And if you don't know what that is, check it out. The NZ Music Show. It is a music podcast show which highlights the very, very best new musical talent around the world. Also, on that note, we have a brand new radio station that has been launched here in New Zealand, and Laurie and I happen to own it. It is called Radio Indie, I-N-D-I-E. Indie stands for Independent Music Unsigned Artist to a Large Label. So for all the artists out there that may have found this podcast, go and say kia ora to us. You'll find us on Facebook. Check out Radio Indie. You'll see the red logo there. And look for Laurie Stanbridge and myself, Dione Brua. Also, if you want to be on another platform, check out The Dione Show on Facebook. Type in that name. It's spelt D-I-O-N-N-E. You will see me. I'm the lady with the flaming red hair, and I have The Dione Show. I also have a talent show that is doing super cool, crazy stuff here in New Zealand and around the world. It is a singing music talent show, and it is called Kiwi Karaoke. Kiwi Karaoke. That's because I film it in a car. That's right. I am sponsored at the moment by the amazing team at Nicholson United Autos here in Matamata, and they give me the cars to do the filming for the show. So check that out as well. If you'd like to be on the show, message the page, go find me on Facebook and say kia ora. Okay, so that is it, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the brand new podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and check back with me next week where we find out more about the incredible talent that is Mr. Laurie Stanbridge. All right. Nighty night, guys.